Hi, everybody. Yeah, that's right. It's time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we've got a lot of good stuff to share. We're going to kick it off talking about Tri-State Livestock News. They publish once a week, and they have everything from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication. No exception, folks. So what's your story? If you value livestock industry, this is what you need to have coming to your house. Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read. And they wish everybody Merry Christmas.
TK Angus were just a week away from their big production sale. 155 fall-born Angus reputation bulls. 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus and 50 spring calving females. Check it out at tkangus.com. If you can't be here in person in Valentine on December 16th, go to DV Auction for more details on that. Integrity Meats out of Belle Fouche, South Dakota, is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to pause and reflect and to pray. So have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats of Belle Fouche.
The holiday office memo is out, Mike.
The new one?
The new one. Effective immediately, employees should keep in mind the following guidelines for the next company Christmas party.
All right.
Running aluminum foil through the paper shredder to make tinsel is not advised.
Ooh, ow.
Playing jingle bells on the phone is forbidden. It runs up an incredibly long distance bill. This may be a little dated. Gift requests are not to be filed under Bah Humbug. Employees are to bring only their spouses. I like this one. All fruitcake is to be eaten before July 4th. And the last one, this year, please be sure all gifts put under the tree are non-flammable. In spite of all this, the staff is encouraged to have a happy holiday.
All right, duly noted. So I've got some more of those. You might be a rancher's wife that Rhonda Stearns had sent in that we've been around for a while, but we're going to review a few more of those today. You might be a rancher's wife if you buy antiques because they match the rest of your furniture. You might be a rancher's wife if your kid's wading pool has ever doubled as a stock tank or vice versa. And you might be a rancher's wife if the daily paper is always a day late. And also, if duct tape is always on your shopping list. One more of those, you might be a rancher's wife if the directions to your house include the words miles, silos, last, or gravel road. You might be a rancher's wife. More on another edition of The Good Stuff.
And here's something else. Vanishing socks. I wonder if any of you know, when men's socks vanish, where do they go? Perhaps it's true, as folks suggest, Martians take some and leave the rest. For reasons out beyond the stars, they need one sock of yours on Mars. Oh, here's a thought, perhaps debatable. One sock is made biodegradable. But the best idea, the greatest notion, comes to us from near the ocean. A New York man says in his drawers are socks that might match some of yours. He thinks there should be some device, and possibly it would be nice if matchups could be somehow made through systematic one sock trade. The time has come for such a change, and hence, a New York sock exchange.
I was just going to say that. We need a New York sock exchange.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about chutzpah. It's a Yiddish word meaning gall, brazen nerve, the effrontery, sheer guts plus arrogance. It's Yiddish, and as Leo Rosten writes, no other word and no other language can do it justice. Let's talk a little bit about that. A little old lady sold pretzels on a street corner for a dollar each. Every day, a young man would leave his office building at lunchtime, and as he passed the pretzel stand, he would leave her a dollar, but never take a pretzel. This offering went on for more than 3 years. The two of them never spoke. One day, as the young man passed the old lady's stand and left his dollar as usual, the pretzel lady spoke to him for the first time in over 3 years. Without blinking an eye, she said, "They're a dollar and a quarter now." That might be a perfect example of chutzpah.
Safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Shane and all the crew wish you a Merry Christmas.
And Rick and Lynn Shippey over at Winter, South Dakota. They're buying, selling, and auctioning land all the time. It's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas to everyone from them.
And Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff.